Heyo,
hi.
Really happy to have you here at the radio.
Thank you so much for
taking our time.
So the other day when we visited Literary Auroville, we happened to see your workshop and we were very impressed by it. So could you give us a little bit of introduction on what Literary Auroville, you know, your workshop is all about? And then we'll take
and
it
how
from
you
there.
Came up with it, like what made you?
I think Literary Auroville campaign, maybe you can ask Mark, but I can tell you about the Literary Christian and workshop and my project. Okay, why I do this one? Because the PVC is very good material. If I make bags, I can make money. But the project is not for making money. It's a project.
Okay.
Why? Because we can make many, many projects. Like the Indian President Modi make a clean India project. So he support people to build a toilet. So like that. So I think he wants to change the people's habit.
Okay.
So the change comes from everybody.
Yes.
And we can say many slogans, but without change myself, that is not coming. So the project is designed for changing my life. My life, not your life, for first of my life. Okay. And so for making cushion from PVC, is the first step, we can have upcycle. Upcycle PVC to cushion.
Yeah.
And the PVC is the worst plastic in the world.
Yes.
And the PVC we took from the tent factory, and normally they produce 10 to 15% waste from their production. So where are they going? If they are going to landfill, then maybe it's not very good for you. Not.
Yes.
I'm not good too. And so we may upcycle those PVC to the cushion. That is first step. And the second step, the filling the cushion.
Yes.
So normally we can fill many with many materials, but in India, in Tamil Nadu, we have a high temperature and high humidity.
Yeah.
So if we put the waste fabric, it gets mold and it gets smell. And so we decided to put plastic, which is waste. I say, I can say premium waste, which means clean plastic. So when you buy something, there is a package which is bright plastic, and some of them you cannot reuse. And we can put inside a cushion, it's a reuse step, the step of reuse. And that is the second step. And we can save 3 to 5 kilograms of waste plastic from the landfill. That is second step. And third one is, so during filling your cushion, and I can know that I produce this kind of plastic from my life. That's I realized how much plastic I produce from my life. Even I do upcycling project, I want to be real, but still I have my bin is full. And I realized that also, okay, I need to make real step. So I found this kind of plastic, like a coffee bag, like a bakery bag nowadays, I have more and more. That kind of things, I found more and more. Okay, so how can I reduce this kind of plastic? So everybody has who has a cushion, they can know that what kind of plastic we can reduce. And we talk together, we make a real step. So we can ask, I will see the bakery executive. I understand his stage because it's a selling production. It has to be beautiful. It's attractive to the people.
Yeah.
It's selling well. It's a business, actually. So, but after talking, if we find some solution, if it's help reduce plastic, then I'd like to make that step. So that is, we have three steps for in the project.
All right. So how did, did you come up with this idea of creating bags and cushions? And where did you get inspiration to create something like this? Like, where did you get the idea from?
Normally I studied about from the material. So material gives me an idea. When I have an idea, this is an idea. Normally, I try not to copy for others because, tube, there are many good productions in the world, which is really nice one.
Yeah.
But if I follow them, their idea, I need to make some, I need to buy something and etc. I need to study. So they already did, and I want to try in new way.
Yes.
So I don't know. There are people who are making bags from PVC, but the idea and the design and concept could be different. And normally for making real, I try to think about my life. Because if it is based on life, it's more practical and it's more like that.
Yes.
So what I like, I want a practical one and beautiful one and unique one.
Yes.
Okay. So from how long have you been doing this?
Me, I think I started from 2010 when the first Little Free campaign. And from that time, I continued to do this activity, and I also made some bags from tapes. So it was selling in the shop also. And 2015, I and Mark started the upcycling studio in Oroville in Udavi School. From that time, we do more social project, and we gave workshop here and there also, because the what is important to spreading the awareness, to increasing the awareness and to spreading the idea. So that's why we say the copy is free. There is no copyright, but never from us. So we ask them if it is too expensive, copy please. That's why we invite people to make cushion together.
Yes.
And we learn together. That's the step for this.
Is there any machinery involved in the process, and how do you get the fund to invest in the machinery to create this?
The machine in our studio, it was supported by PCG.
Okay.
So we bought some two stitching machine, and for this project, cushion project, Saya supported for this project, so we can hire a tailor, because my stitching is not very good, so we invite the professional tailor, and he stitched, and some volunteers stitched together. So actually, I cannot say it's really high quality, but we do together. There is a meaning that we do together, and some of them was stitched by non-professional, but also there is some feeling and memory also.
Yeah.
Now that you have bags and cushions, are there more accessories in the pipeline?
Well, we have some. Actually, when you start some material, we try to make litter free. So from our work, after cutting, there are some small pieces. And those small pieces we put inside the cushion. So no more litter. And there are some pieces that we keep and we make a composition again. But there are some other pieces we just make another decoration for the zip lining. Like that. So when you start new material, we try to finish in litter free.
And how are you looking for other Aurovillians to help you? Is like, are you looking for more ways to be how do you expect like everyone to help you as a society?
It's a community, and I really thank to community that so people knows, because it's not very big country, it's a small village, and they know what I'm doing, they know what Mark is doing. They brought their material, like a tapes, they brought the CDs, and they have lots of quantity. So it's very helpful, and then it's like a connection, it's a conversation and communication that they like to use their ways by us, and they feel better. And so like that. And also now we do the LFA exhibition there, and people are bringing the waste also there. And they ask us that we can use this waste or not, or just to think together about the idea where we can use. Some of them is really precious waste there. We really liked it. But also, that's just plastic where we cannot use, just bring them and we peel the cushion together. It's a meaning, actually, to be together. To be together, to do together.
Yes.
So you have waste, I can use it, I have waste, we can share together. It's really community spirit. and it's happening and when it's really going on well, and Auroville can be reached litter-free. That's our goal.
So did you face any challenges when you started it, like in the beginning?
Challenges, there are lots of challenges. But I think I cannot give you any example, which means that it's not serious. Well, what kind of challenges? The quality, to make good quality. Yeah. And so that's why I do by myself many pieces, because for I don't know what how it is going to be at the end. So with following my idea, and I do by myself many things. But I have one assistant for crochet also. Okay. And through the workshop, it's just to share the idea also. And it's really important for us to spread and to increase the awareness of upcycling. Normally it's India, but now we have one project, which is Startup Cycling, which the name is Startup Cycling, which was supported by European Union. Okay. So there are 7 countries. Each country, 3 people are coming together. So in February, we had first meeting in Berlin, and they are coming to India in September. And next year, we are going to South Africa all together, and that will be the end of the project. This project is like a startup cycling and for unemployed youth. So these two themes is very important for this project. So as we do upcycling, and me and Mark and Ribu went to Berlin. As you know, that Ribu is for to the education. So it's happening, it's coming, and it's really big. It's going to be big trend. But there are many challenges. What is challenge? How can we, well, still we are not very sustainable. We support by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So to make successful case, the upcycling business, successful case, it's really good to make involve young generation to the project.
Yes.
So do you take these projects to schools? Like, it is good to teach young kids to do that.
Mm-hmm. So. We already did whenever we have a chance in Auroville and outside Auroville. And Auroville is a place for education, so many groups are coming to the Auroville. So we have many chance to give a workshop to them also. It's a bit helpful for us to manage the financial status.
Okay, yeah. It's a really cool job you're doing.
It's a really cool job. Would you like to with us together?
Hopefully. And thank you so much for being here today with us and taking your time off.
Thank you.
And sharing everything with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.